So hello, ladies and gentlemen, or who am I kidding? Hello, gentlemen, and welcome to the Back of the Net Boy podcast. This is Ronan, and this is...
Dara here.
And you can get us both on the old Twitter at Back of the Net Boy, or...
at Dara FPL.
Which is spelled...
DARRAGHFPL.
Or on Facebook, you can get us at facebook.com/ Back of the Net Boy. And within weeks, there's going to be a website, I'm sure. Now, forgive us, we're recording in a new situation here, which is upstairs in the Long Valley, which is one of my favourite rooms. And there is this is a room I've been in and you haven't.
First time, yeah.
Can you see what's hanging off the bar? Would you believe it if you haven't seen it? It's a horse's head made out of what I guess is granite, but it's a stone anyway.
He's got new ears, though.
Yeah, so he can't hear what we're saying about him. And you'll have to forgive us if there's a bit of echo in today's podcast. Boom, boom. That's an audio joke.
Yeah.
There's someone selling the local paper, which is the Evening Echo outside, to anyone who's not from Cork. And if you're not from Cork and you're listening to this, you don't know how good your life could be.
So it's this Pints of Beamish, the Echo. What else?
Yeah, we're drawing pictures of Christy Ring whenever we're not talking and all that kind
we
of stuff.
We just need Rory Gallagher playing in the background right now and we're good to go.
So this week, we never normally give away our sartorial skills, so... this evening, I would like to... Oh, yeah, I just want to show how up-to-date we are, because I'm pretty sure right now the Guardian boys have probably just finished their podcast, and they're uploading theirs. So we're uploading ours, or recording ours. It's about 4 o'clock on a Thursday. So right now, the most recent scores I could find off Paddy Power, Olympic Donetsk and FK Sunny are nil-all, whereas up in Utchpest under-19s are 2-2 at home to Videoton FC, which is quite a bit of a turn-up. Yeah, 4 goals and all under-19, so you can be sure.
I didn't realise there was a Donetsk derby.
This could be much lower down the leagues, though, but there is...
So you didn't check what division it was?
No, geez, this is the epitome of research as far as I'm concerned, which is quickly checking something. There we are. So... the most recent things today as well, I just checked the Guardian's football section just to show, once again, almost like a ransom letter, the most recent news story in their football one is Piqué saying that Barcelona are no longer the greatest team in the world. So,
wow.
Breaking news there, guys.
That is real avant-garde.
Yeah, you couldn't have heard that this morning or yesterday.
News but, just in, Shakira's hot as well. So.
Yeah. Well, at least he gets to go home to Shakira, the rest of them don't. I'm assuming... maybe they're very modern, who knows? Might be that kind of...
those Catalans out there.
Yeah. Well, when you're messy, you do get... No, anyway. How... I know it has nothing specifically to do with the fantasy football element of our podcast, but we're all football friends. We're all in the same football family that FIFA was on about. Any thoughts about the Champions League matches? Any regrets with a goal swing or anything like that?
What are you hinting at?
Yeah.
Well, after the first... legs where both Spanish teams are convincingly beat, I thought Real and Barca would both win their games. Didn't think they'd go through, but I thought Real would do exactly what they did, and I thought Barca would do something similar, like win 2-0, win 3-1. So I lumped it all on both Spanish teams minus one, and of course Barca just slightly let me down.
Minus one. What position does he play? Spanish joke. And I made a big €4.80 off my huge €2 bet on Bayern to win last night. Was it last night? It was.
They were 14-5, weren't they?
Yeah, I put €2 down and I got €6.8 back.
€6.80.
Yeah, I won €4.80. So that is about 12-5. Anyway, I've successfully turned €25 in the last week into €38, and I've been working at my desk a lot for the last week, so I've been doing lots of the worst betting in many ways, but financially the best, which is just going to matches that are like 70 minutes gone and somebody's up by 2 goals, and I just, you know, little accumulators here and there, but I've managed to make a €13 hardcore profit. So watch out, Paddy Power, I'm taking you down. So I'm rich off that Barcelona game.
Is that what you bought the last round of drinks?
That winnings was literally your pint. There we go, that's what we got. And speaking of pints, we're going to get to it in about 3 minutes, but there's been a what could only be called Dave Neville wants another pint gate.
It's an outrage. It's a farce.
We'll get back to it. It's up there with a handball against Ghana.
It's easily the most controversial thing that's ever happened to us in the history of Back of the Net.
Never has anyone's mouse button hovered over the report abuse section in our page ever before. And in many ways, it was Aisling's abuse of the rules, but also David's abuse of treating a lady like a lady. And Aisling, I am assuming you're a lady. Anyway, we are going to move on to game week. Well, I suppose just before we preview or review the last game week, in 3 hours, we're going to know the Chelsea-Basel teams.
Yeah.
And that will have a direct impact on next game week coming. So do you want to have any, do you have any thoughts on the Chelsea? Are your sources at Chelsea telling you
my
anything?
My inside sources at Chelsea.
Chelsea FC.
We're also known as the mass media. Have said that it looks like Lampard's going to start.
Okay.
Which is good news for Mata owners, which means that he probably will start against United at the weekend. And they will probably go with a mixture of... it depends. I mean, Basel are awful away from home. They haven't won any of their European games away from home this season. They've lost 2 and drawn 4. So he could play that like Marin guy, you know, the guy who never gets a look in. Or he could just totally... just go with a really subpar team. Keep Oscar Hazard and Mata then for the weekend.
Which would be... Well, I suppose obviously going into 36, it's all about the double game week.
Mm.
And I think Chelsea defenders, you couldn't even be sure of.
But it's United away and Tottenham at home, so you can't really see them keeping a cleaner there, can you?
No, Rafa rotation and Gareth Bale are two things that are so... They're so well... No one's going to listen to this podcast and be, this rotation thing? Well, thanks for bringing that to my attention. But anyway, we look back again, week 35. Liverpool struggling, toothless in attack without Suarez, etc., etc. Was that your major, what would you call it? I suppose any team winning 6-0 away from home is a curveball.
But no one could have predicted that 6-0. Absolutely. Well, it's in this Coutinho lad.
He's got a future.
Yeah, let's do the whole red hat thing and say we don't know much about him. But no, I mean, anyone who has...
Well, Shearer, but yeah, about Ben Arfa.
Wasn't it Redknapp made some allusion to it with Lewandowski as well? Like,
he's really put himself on the world stage.
Nobody's heard of him. But he's taken off much quicker, I think, than people thought because he struggles so much in Serie A.
And do you think... No, I haven't even glanced at any of those whiteboard websites or anything like that. Do you think... No, obviously you can't judge a new system on one 90-minute game against a very abject team by all accounts. Newcastle were apparently terrible.
Awful.
Was it Suarez not being there that made Coutinho and Sturridge be able to work so well together? Almost like while the shadows away, the previously in the shadow mice will play at the Mixed Metaphor Academy.
I was thinking about it, and like anytime I've done a piece about Suarez, it's always been like how integrally is Liverpool, how often, how like what percentage of the goals he's involved in, how many penalty area touches he gets. And I was thinking maybe he was just too focal for them. Like maybe it was like, oh, let's get the ball to Suarez. Let's do this. Let's always try and find a way to get him on the ball. And also, like, he's a bit of a glory. So maybe this was just a team just working better without him. Now, let's, like you said, this is only 90 minutes. We're going to see them take on a considerably better side. Everton, and Everton are in the top half, so let's face it, Liverpool aren't going to win. They don't beat top half sides.
But it's also interesting just to try and get into some sort of narrative, dramatic characteristic. Both Coutinho and Sturridge have been highly rated players since they were in their teenage years and have both moved to bigger clubs at their late teens. You know, already too good, inverted commas, to stay where they were. They moved to other clubs and... not developed, and no disrespect to Liverpool, but moving from Chelsea to Liverpool was he was in Champions League squads 2 seasons ago.
Yeah.
Same with Coutinho. Could it be that this is almost redemption's the wrong word, but that the pressure is kind of almost off, that they don't have to be the great white hopes? No.
Scott Parker syndrome.
Yeah.
Remember Scott Parker? Anytime he went to a big club,
the gentleman.
He was terrible, but when he went to Charlton and Newcastle, he was fantastic. But like Chelsea, he did nothing. I don't even think he's been that good at Spurs, so
I think Coutinho though and Sturridge, I think they'd both be great if they were cutting in off the wings and if there was like a big tall solid Englishman up front, just
workman, like.
Maybe
look like a future intercontinental WWE champion or something like that,
or like all of them.
Did we
mention this last week? We did, but last week's podcast didn't get up, so sorry. But that guy's the blame Apple. But it's Steve Austin now is a podcast, and if you look at us in the iTunes store, Football Weekly and the Steve Austin podcast are the two things they suggest we should that if you like this, you like that. And I was listening to that today and another podcast.
You were listening to Steve Austin's podcast today?
Yeah. I'm pretty much addicted to it. I don't want to go to you. I don't give a goddamn rat's ass with all this kind of stuff.
So he keeps in character?
No. But Steve Austin is just Steve Austin.
Oh, is that his name?
Yeah. And I'm here in Mexico, and a man's got to do what a man's got to do while your wife's away, if you know what I'm saying. You know, what I'm saying is don't use too much lotion. You're like, what's this about? But anyway, sorry, Aisling, if you're listening. But what was the other one? This guy called Cole Cabana, who's CM Punk's best friend, and he does The Art of Wrestling. And it's each week it's a different wrestler is his guest. So sometimes it's current stars. Sometimes it's rising stars, sometimes it's other independent wrestlers, but occasionally he has big guys from the past. I need Ted DiBiase on it today. Quite interesting because there's reformed alcoholics and born-again Christians stay on message very well, I find. Do you know? So
yeah.
The Lord was thanked regularly throughout Ted DiBiase's story.
Well, the Lord made him $1 million man, so...
No, Vince McMahon made him $1 million man. That was his idea.
Was it?
Yeah.
Isn't his son in it now?
Yeah, he's Ted DiBiase. Ted DiBiase's son is Ted DiBiase. He was in...
Is he a $2.7 million?
Yeah.
Due to inflation.
He was the... What were they called? Not legendary.
Ah, Legacy.
Legacy, yeah.
How do I know that? I genuinely
osmosis,
don't know.
Osmosis. But anyway, so back to Legacy. No, that I don't actually have a legacy there.
I was trying to think very quickly of a player.
Well, Man United with the 10 players, on the 10, as you mentioned 2 weeks ago, and then another podcast. We're not going to get into Biggie Tupac when we say a rival podcast. It's just the other. There's Jack another two Black guys man, who sit down for an hour and talk about this stuff too, and they're also pointing out that Anderson needs another couple of appearances to be guaranteed the medal. The rule is 10. But apparently you only get a certain amount of medals as well. So you in theory you could have 40 players that all play 10 matches.
Yeah.
You know, but you don't get 40 medals. I think you get 30 or something.
Well, you sure know, but is the Premier League squad's only 25 people?
Yes, so there we go. Yeah, yes. But you don't have to name the ones that are under 23 either.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. 21. Yeah. Which is quite a lot of United players, actually.
Yeah, so, but anyway, yeah, so...
Lindegaard's getting one, apparently. So, remember before I said, Lindegaard has to start a few games to get his medal. That was before Ferguson came out and said Lindegaard's definitely getting one. So, I would just like to say that wasn't my fault.
Well, that means he's definitely going to play now. Yeah,
it's not my fault.
But, sorry, just looking back at game week, we spent a lot of time discussing captains because
that was last week, yeah. Last week on the unuploaded one.
Yeah, the Great Lost podcast. But there was a lot of talk, chatter, if you will, just across the Twitter and message boards and stuff about who to captain, because last week was one of those ones where Bale and Fellini, a lot of people were talking about. I tried to dodge or overlap the group and I went with Tevez as my captain, completely didn't pay off. And anyone who had the foresight to captain Benteke, fair play. But we'll just reflect upon the blog, which was uploaded. You looked at the five big hitters, the five heavy favourites,
I looked at four, and then that guy who plays for Reading up front, I looked at him. But I just wanted to do someone who was... All the other ones were like a 9.8 or above. But yeah, they all came in. They all either scored or assisted.
So proven quantities prove quality.
It's like, you know, the game is just skewing more. I know it kind of sounds stupid to think, like the more expensive players are always doing well, but it's like those budget options have all kind of fallen away. Like, you know, Nolan at the start of the year, and even Fellaini now to an extent has kind of just stopped really scoring. Mishu even has kind of just gone completely off the wall. And now it's just, everyone's just gravitating towards the, I suppose Benteke is about the only thing, or the only person offering that kind of returns for a budget price.
But then it's that thing where most people have him now.
It was like Ricky Lambert about 2 months ago, yeah.
Yeah. No, actually, I'm just going to check this up because we rarely actually have this online, the old laptop in front of me. This is, do you know, I'll check it up while we're going over something in a bit. I want to find out how many players still have Suarez on their team, which will go a long way to probably give you a very...
The ghost ship.
Yeah, the ghost ship theory. So here we go.
He was at 48%, and I'm going to guess he's now at 30%. I think he's still at 30%.
Yeah, so
No, that's stupid. No, 24%.
But if you're going 24, I'll undercut you and go 25.
All right.
So overcut you, if anything. That's the actual word for what I was doing. But have you any major regrets of your team from last week?
No, I actually don't. I mean, I actually... There was no one on the bench who got me point. Oh, I did. Oh, yeah, it was really stupid as well what I did. For some reason, 17.6%.
Yeah.
That means I'm correct. Sorry that we're looking at Suarez there.
So that shows that if it was 30 earlier, that's 12% of the overall people playing the game
playing. Higher than 30, actually. But one thing I did was really stupid. I had my three subs, and so Mishu was my first sub, and then Ian Hart, who hasn't played in like 6 weeks, I left him as my second sub and Demel as my third sub. And I don't know why he did it, because Demel ended up getting the assist for Carroll's goal, and then Ian Hart came on with 10 minutes left and only got me 1 point, so I cost myself 3 points. I know it's only a small thing, but it was really stupid.
And they're the little margins, because
that'll be huge at the end of the year.
Because we have a new leader in our actual... you have a new leader in our league table this year as well.
Came from nowhere, so... I'm still 28 points behind.
Yeah, well, I'm not even going to worry about who's on the top, because you all look the same from me, from where I'm standing.
You went up, though.
I did, yeah, but I want to be on the top front page, and I want to be in 42nd place, and I'm up to 61st now. Even though, as I did say at the start of when we started making this podcast, that five is what good is. So five is, if a player returns more than five, they've had a good week in fantasy terms. And my team this week got 55 points. So on average, that's minimum of quality. You need to be averaging about 50 points a week.
Didn't you just want to say about the game week?
I did 20 points better than the game week number.
Yeah.
But we have the Cormac Gann, brilliant, Michael Daly. So
it's very tight now.
I think this is going to prove that people who are very good at playing music are better at fantasy football than people who aren't musicians. Does David Keohane play an instrument?
I have no idea.
There we go.
I don't play an instrument.
Yeah, so there we go. That's the difference between third and second place.
So if I win this, will you...
And actually...
I guess so.
Cormac Gann is a member of a very brilliant Cork band, but shares the same name as one of the many unknown quantities that Arsenal bought as a striker and then shipped on for... they flipped him well, and I think he went to Fulham or West Ham.
Don't tell me.
So I'll give you till the end of this podcast.
Schmack.
No.
Oh.
How many Cork bands have you heard called Schmack? This band have released albums and everything. We're reviewed in Uncut magazine.
He was at Arsenal and he went to West Ham.
I think he was at Arsenal. I'm not going to get bogged down in that. Now, so while Dara's trying to think of... he's an ex-Arsenal striker who... Yes, he definitely used to play for Arsenal.
Christopher
and
Ray?
No. Remember, his surname is the band name. So while Dara's doing the thinking, I'll just go over fantasy football F5 aside of game week 34. So, Dara, do you want to go over the rules? Or 35?
No. Okay. Well, if you do the rules, because I really want to think about this.
Okay, the rules are pretty simple. You have a budget of 25 million, and you can pick a goalkeeper, a defender, a midfielder, and a striker. Nobody can be from more than one club, or each club can only be represented once. You go with the ticket, with the player's price to buy right now, as in their transfer in price. everyone, I thought everyone knew that, but if you, for every million or part thereof, you go over the 25, you lose a point, and for any one you go under, you save a point. So like, if your team came to 23 million, you get 2 bonus points and all that. There's no captains or anything. And then the highest accrued scored wins a point. Dave Neville currently sits atop our championship with 5 Six. Wins from 12, I think.
Is it 5 from 12?
5 from 12, and there's 3 left. We're having our award. Never has... This would be the equivalent of the PFA ringing Gareth Bale and going, when suits you for us to have this award ceremony? Because David had all the bets. The bets, the votes, I suppose. So we'll be having our shindiggery do in on Wednesday the 15th of May, I think it is. I think it's the 15th. The Wednesday
is
after.
It Wednesday the 15th of May is what
we The Wednesday doing. After the...
The final season.
Yeah, the final Sunday.
You haven't asked me about this date, but it actually suits me.
Yeah, no,
well.
Because you don't work Wednesdays either.
Oh, jeez, you know, I didn't realise you knew that.
Yeah,
about me.
You work Thursdays and you quiz Tuesdays.
Ah.
The post, any man who does a quiz needs the next day off just to,
just to recover. Yeah. My brain.
To demob, you know. So just to go over, well, how did you do in game week 35?
I did, in F5 said it really
yeah,
well.
Yeah.
Howard got me 6.
Yeah, I forgot. Yeah,
Ruth got me 6. Bale got me 12. And Remy, in the worst game of football I've ever witnessed, ever, only got me 2. And that was 20, so I got...
I don't know. If the cameras had been out in Highfield about 3 Mondays ago when it was so cold that one of the guys...
Was that the really
football,
rainy day? Yeah. Oh, we played football that day.
One of the guys we were playing with just about 2 quarters of the way through said, lads, I'm getting sick here, so I'm leaving.
And that's tartan extra football.
But I have a friend who works in the same bank as him, and he was at work the next day, so I don't think he was that sick.
Feigning.
Well, I'm not going to say he's feigning it, because he is stronger and fitter than me, and I want to be on the same team as him next week. So anyway, I got 8 points brilliantly. Never has a man who invented a game be so bad at it.
It's your John Walters obsession.
Yeah, but he was also the best player. He got half my overall points, to be fair. It's my.
Do have a thing for Jonathan Walters.
Yeah, because you know everyone loves a man who
misses penalties.
Yeah, but he scores more than he misses. Then we had Aisling with 34 points, but actually,
can we put an asterisk next?
Yeah,
to that?
Yeah, but actually 32.
No, it was 33, because she would just lose an extra. She would go to 28.4.
So 32 or 33, you'll have to go back. And Rory, my across the road neighbour, with his debut entry, but he didn't come last, which is the main thing. And then David Neville with a strong 34, and fair play to him.
He's the Bayern Munich of F5 at the moment.
Yes, yeah. And he's stopping other players do well. I don't know how to do the Borussia Dortmund thing there. So we're looking into game week 36 now, and this is brilliant now that I uploaded it today with the joining the F5 aside, and we have people flaking in their entries before I even got to change username and put in my own one. So if you want to read us through the first 2 entries before me.
Ross Hurley has.
Another former winner.
Yeah, has gone for Yaskelainen at 5.2. Dawson, which is... Whoa, I really like that Dawson pick, actually. He's only 4.4. That's, Mishu, 8.2.
We have discussed his jib on Ross's jib before.
Yes, yeah.
He's regularly... We go, I might
do that
now.
We've the punch out for the jib of Ross early. I meant to look into where that came from.
Oh, yeah. Next week.
It's a pirate term, I'm sure. But anyway... Kone is 6.8 and his total is 24.6.
But Jaskalainen isn't a double game week player, is he?
Double game week?
But out of interest, the other three.
The only interesting thing here really is he's gone for Mishu instead of Bale, because everybody else except for me has gone for Bale. Like Aisling Desmond has gone for Hart.
And Aisling is a former winner.
Yeah.
She used to be a former winner and she's no longer...
She's the Ben Johnson of Bethlehem. She got the trophy and then it just got stripped. She's got that Chelsea right back who's from Spain.
Yeah.
He's 5.6 as Pulaqueta. Bale is 10.6 and I think he actually is at 10.6 now. Lukaku, who's 6.7, and that's a total of 29.7. And so that's minus 5 points.
And Lukaku, you were pointing out to me, in terms of transfers this week?
He's got 93,000 transfers in so far this game week, making him by far the most transfer player in, because he got 15 points. Yeah.
And that'll make him about 100k by tonight, I'd say.
Yeah. But in my blog this week, I'll be giving the caution that should go with bringing in Lukaku. And there is quite a lot of
rotation anyway.
Rotation, and the fact he's a lone player, and the fact, like, as in, like,
he's a lone striker in many ways.
Yeah. Well, no.
Well, two ways.
He's not, though, because they played 4-3-3 last week in the left side. I know,
completely underwrites my brilliant.
You could have gone.
James Richardson doesn't have this to work with. Do we? He doesn't also record it on his own laptop.
Yes.
So there's many differences, and I have loads of hair. There, so that's three differences between me and James Richardson.
Can you speak Italian?
No.
There you go.
Four. Well, can James Richardson?
He can. He's fluent.
Yeah, but do you speak Italian?
No.
You see, he mightn't actually be speaking Italian.
I'm not comparing myself to James Richardson.
No, but I'm saying, I could say I speak a language you don't speak, and then just do words in it.
Nah, you can always tell. Except for Irish, I can never tell if someone's really, because Irish has so many crazy words. But I found something hilarious about your picks.
Oh yeah, sorry, go on, yeah.
No, you know, why don't you say them so I can laugh?
Oh, have we got two from the same player?
No.
Al-Habsi? Yeah.
He doesn't even play.
Is he not the main?
No, it's Robles, remember?
Oh, right. That was the jib of Ross.
Yeah, that was the jib, like.
Oh, right. We're allowed. But it wasn't just that, was it? It was one other. He did another thing.
Ross has done several things.
Yeah, he's not a one-off jibber. He's a regular jibber. Anyway, okay, I might have to look back at that. Rangel, to be honest, the whole thing could be done. 4.7, Bale 10.6, Tevez 9.3. So I've gone. Usually I like to undercut the budget, but this time I've gone way over trying to offset.
You're just trying to throw enough. Everyone's gone over budget this week, like hugely over budget.
So do you want to just talk us through? So we've David and Shane's.
Yeah, Dave Neville has gone for the mistake-prone Joe Hart. Demel 4.1, once again, not a double game week player, but Bale 10.6. And I think Dave might have a thing for Benteke now, because he's gone for him at 7.6. That's 29.1 in total. It's another minus 5 points. Then Shane McElroy, I think, who's a first-time entrant and an avid fantasy player, as I know him well. He's gone for Robles, see?
Yeah.
McGauley, 5.2, good choice. Bale, 10.6, and Tevez, 9.3. And that's 29.1.
Ooh.
Oh, it's so close.
You're going to... Is there anything?
He could bring in Olsen or Ridgewell. Ridgewell's 4.8 and Olsen's 4.9.
Actually, just on this thing, and I know we'll get to it in a minute, proper, Dzeko.
What about him?
He's got 3 games of his Man City career left, yeah?
He's toast.
Yeah, he's gone. So you don't think he'll...
No, actually, I think...
You know the way he does the bursts?
I think he'll start on Tuesday night against West Brom, because City have the final on the Saturday.
Yeah.
And I think... I'm trying to figure out who won't start. And I think it's Tevez, because Tevez will have started the 8 previous league games. And I think Aguero needs more match arbiters. He scored against West Ham, but he was...
I'm going to change... My keeper and my striker. I'm going to change my striker to Dzeko.
And your keeper to...
I'm going to look at everything again.
Okay. So we'll just ignore
half of what I said. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was my red herring team. And then do you want to just talk us through your team?
Yeah, I've gone for Robles as well, 4.0. Vertonghen, 6.7. I just think
I like the way you sounded surprised by your own choice there. Wow, what a curveball.
Well, because it's not Bale.
Yeah, no, David O'Doherty has a great gag about why stand-up comedians should stop putting controversial on their posters. Because surely you can't find yourself controversial.
Controversial, yeah.
I don't agree with your opinions, me. We're going to,
Silva, 9.1. I just wanted to match someone from Man City in there. And then, this is a curveball. Martin Petrich, 5.4. Berbatov's out, Petrus plays up front, Reading at home, banker. I am going to go into Mr. Powers and put a tenner on Petrus to score 2 goals or more.
Okay.
So you can hear my gloat next week.
Okay, we've heard it here first. We can edit in the gloat or lack of thereof later on.
Now we can just re-record over my voice as soon as it happened, so I can...
What was I going to say? Moving forward, into the whole game week and bigger teams, the fact that we all have to put together squads of 14 and teams of 11. What will we be looking at in your blog this week? And also, do you have any other than the obvious six or seven names?
That's kind of what I'm trying to do, really, is because even the Fantasy Football Scout poll is like Bale is like 70% favourite to be captain. So I'm just trying to give alternatives, especially for teams trying to make up that last bit of ground in their leagues. So I'm looking at alternatives. What I am looking at is because the two Manchester City forwards are so being heavily transferred in, which one to go for, whether it's Tevez or Aguero. I'm trying to break that down. I'm also, like I said, I'll be looking at Lukaku and some of the pitfalls that might be around him. And I just like Wigan a lot this game week. I really do. Whether it's Maloney, McCarthy, or Kone, or even Boyce at the back, I'll just be looking at which one of them provides the best options. Because I can just see Wigan having a really good two games here, and they won't be resting anyone because their squad's so thin anyway.
Okay, and just a few bits of doctor surgery just from my team alone. Just looking at players, the top three players to leave, should they go or not? Ben Arfa.
Yeah.
Fellaini.
Yeah.
Rodriguez.
Yeah.
So do you think it's worth to take an 8-point hit and just get rid of
all
three?
Did you make two transfers last week?
I did.
I warned you.
Yeah,
oh,
I know.
But that wasn't uploaded. Who did you bring in?
I brought in, I don't know.
You kept Fellaini and Ben, so you got rid of Morales. For Benteke, maybe, did you?
Yeah.
All right, so no.
No, maybe not. I can't.
If only there was some way you could see your transfer history. Only
there is,
some way.
But I always forget how to do data just, view.
No, just go to pick team.
Pick team.
Or points, sorry, go to points.
Right. And
is riveting listening here.
So with that in mind, that would give me a budget of about 20 million. What three players would you bring in? I in my head, I'm going with Defoe and Lennon. So I'm asking you to change.
I don't want to change your mind about Defoe.
Okay.
Because
it was your idea last week.
Yes. If you didn't have McCarthy, I'd strongly gun for Maloney. He's 5.2 at the moment, and he offers great returns. Elsewhere, what is it? Two midfielders and a forward.
Yeah.
So you brought in Rodriguez. Oh.
Berbatov out, Rodriguez in.
Well, that was very good because Berbatov's now injured.
I didn't even know that. But sorry, finger on pulse.
Yeah.
And Tevez in and Morales out. Yeah. Oh yeah, I just brought in.
Well,
Rodriguez.
That's crap because that was for the double game week anyway. So you need a budget forward in for Rodriguez really, unless you want to chop down Ben Arfa.
Defoe would be.
What about Morrison for West Brom?
Actually, do you know what? I'm just going to look at my team right now.
We've prepped this so well.
No, I just realised that. 3-5-2. Yeah, if I'm going to be using Benteke and Tevez anyway, there's no point bringing in a third striker because.
What about Kone? Kone's 6.3.
But then, if you look at it, I'd be not using Santi Cazorla or not using McCarthy anyway.
You have to use Cazorla.
Yeah, so there's no point replacing three players when I can only use two anyway.
So bench Ben Arfa? No, Fellaini or Ben Arfa has to go anyway.
Yeah,
Newcastle are just abject.
Yeah, no,
I'd rather get rid of Ben Arfa than Fellaini, definitely.
Yeah, so if we got rid of Ben Arfa and brought in Lennon and brought in Rodriguez for Defoe, then I'd still wouldn't be using McCarthy or Fellaini.
No, Fellaini.
So not use Fellaini because I've Turner as well, so he's out completely.
Yeah, but your defenders beat themselves on it. Well, Sagna.
So be a
Baines,
Obviously keep Baines,
yeah.
So probably not use Shaw, because they're
away at Tottenham, yeah, definitely not.
So so there we go. And then, okay, keeper-wise, Jaskalainen, so just because Boric is away as well.
Yeah.
So there we go. So is there anything else you'd like to bring to the table, any other business regarding the game week or not? Or any betting tips?
It's the last double game week of the season, which is great, because I hate double game weeks. I'll be delighted when this is over. If I don't make an indentation of 10 points into the leader of the back of net boy, I'm going to concede.
Okay, what I'm going to do, we've never been able to do this before, I'm making these
transfers
live.
No.
I'm making them live.
I don't think you can afford it.
13.8.
You can't afford it.
No?
No.
What's the...
Well, Lennon and Coney, no?
Lennon... 7.9. Oh, no, you're not even ages away.
Coney, man.
Coney.
He's coming into my team as well. We'll go down. We'll go up together. Yeah. And go down together.
Tom and a Coney.
Oh, no, he's got up 6.8. You can't do a five.
Oh, so we'll do something later. Okay, well, maybe I shouldn't do that at all. Should I just, if I keep Rodriguez and just Ben Arfa out, Lennon in?
What about Lukaku? I know I said to go with caution, but there's huge upside there.
What about that Petrich fella I was thinking of? I'm hearing a lot of
I'm
chatter.
Telling you, Petrich.
My sources on Twitter.
Me and Martin Yoder are quite close anyway, so.
I'm just trying to, if I was to, okay, we're just looking at
Petrich
it
now. Is 5.4.
Yeah. Do you know what? I'm just going to make transfer now on the Lennon.
So Lennon, yeah, back. Okay.
Because I just realised that, once again, we're stuck with the amount of... You can only play 11 players, you know? So I just look in. But then we might carry on this conversation for another 4 hours and upload that as a bonus podcast. But so thanks, everybody, for listening. If you want to give us any feedback, Back of the Net Boy on Facebook or at Back of the Net Boy on Twitter or...
At Dara FPL.
And if you're downloading this on iTunes, it'd be really cool if you could give any sort of feedback or ratings or reviews. And if you could share it amongst people, it'd be great to help spread the word. So thanks very much, and we hope you have a good game weekend, but not as good as our ones.
All the best now.
Slán.